Yes, testing. KTFW Mobile. How's my signal?
Really scratchy. When you first come on, I barely recognized it was you.
That's pretty good for, I'm on my AC on a little roll-up swing thing we built last night.
Better spot, hold on.
Now. 4 ACX.
That's better. I still don't have a solid signal from the repeater, though. Get in that time.
4TFW KO4 HKX.
And 4TFW, that was better.
You cross band repeat now. I was just trying to get this Slim Jim up a little bit.
It was you. And that when you first come on, I just didn't have a good signal and a pretty good bit of static. But if you're on a HD, where you at?
Blow any tone radio.
Where you were, I guess, is not too bad.
Anything out of here is not too bad.
You got that right.
But how was your day today?
But it was good. It was uneventful.
Four HKX. That's the best kind of days, ain't it?
Got caught up on a little bit of work and that, so can't complain.
Plan to come out tomorrow?
You need to take my truck or the Jeep or my car be all right?
That would probably be okay. Dave's brought his up here, up there before, but with all the rain we've had, it might be better in a Jeep.
I was kind of thinking.
Safe and sorry on stuff like that.
Round it up for tomorrow. It's on before it starts. Doing a couple of the parks on the air. You know, find somebody that's broadcasting from there and see if you can make contact with them. It's kind of like the same thing, especially if you've got a pile.
Everything grouped together so I don't forget something tomorrow, and I don't want to have it scattered out trying to use it.
Radio, tuner, antenna.
Flex, connectors just in case something goes wrong or, you know, just a little bit of everything. I lose you?
Nah, I was hung in the right lane with a truck beside me and other cars were coming on this ramp. Just had to be paying attention for a second. I'm back now.
I wanted to make sure I didn't lose the repeater there.
I got Charger race.
I'm here in Indianapolis 500 anymore, instead of driving like I got some sense most of the time.
I feel like I was stopped and there's cars everywhere out here.
It's your turn.
See you in a few minutes here. Season's probably going to be calming.
I'm back in the house now. It's cold up here. It's down in the mid-30s.
54 here. Somebody just told me next Friday they're talking about some winter precipitation.
All week long, so ain't no telling.
You're happy if it snows a little bit.
You just missed him.
Yeah.
Him, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes ago.
Might have stayed here at least 4. Delivery trucks, but they just have it in their heart to show up at 3:30 every day.
Get their point across, right?
Too close, they won't ever make it in the game.
He's at 4 o'clock.
You can get in, but you got to push a button and wait for somebody to answer. It's going to take you a while. And that, but the guard leaves at 4 o'clock, so, I mean, by about 10 till 4, she's packing up and everything, so you're going to be pushing it.
After that, I remember those days. You close at a set time, and it's like everybody wants to come in and ride it 10 minutes to that time or 5 minutes.
thing in my mailbox from FedEx that said they missed me three times in that call if I want my package. It's like, how can that possibly be? The guy's there every single day.
Different service because FedEx has got ground and overnight or express, and they don't talk to each other. They don't know what's going on.
Up every day.
I don't know what to tell you then. I know I've run into that before. You know, you think FedEx would know what's going on across the business, but they don't. They no cross communication, I guess.
Yeah, I think that the express is still run by FedEx, but then the local routes of the ground is just run by subcontractors that the trucks just say FedEx. And man, every other week I got a different driver.
That's the way UPS is up here. I was just talking to the UPS guy when he delivered a package today, and because I'd never seen him before. And he said, yeah, he says, where I'm at, I live right on the edge of like three routes. So whoever's got the light of day gets my packages.
New radio, did
you? He wouldn't deliver a new radio. It's Velcro, so I can stick stuff to the wall of the tool truck without having to put staples in it. I hate them staples.
Yeah.
Going up like it did, I may have to go back to that.
Velcro straps. They got little buckles on the end. They're like 2 inches wide, about 20 inches long. And they're like, I think they're about $2 a piece.
I think it's either a 50-foot roll or a 75-foot roll of the hook. I don't need the other. And it is like 50 cents a foot now.
You driving somewhere?
Here so I can get this finished up doing what I'm doing out here before it gets dark on me. But it's good to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And if you need directions, give me a call. I'll talk to you in KO4HGX and I'll be clear. 73. Tell Miss Susan we say hello.
Yep, we'll do it. 73. Tell Miss Elise we said hey, and hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. Have a good one. KN4TFW.